jump.
Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, along with my co-host,
Brooke Mainville
from Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, on another episode of Let's Talk About Aging.
This is Kitty, and I'm here today with Shelley Olry from the Thunder Bay Community Health Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Kitty.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Community Health Center and your role there? Because you are a MAP counselor, aren't you?
I am employed by Thunder Bay Community Health Services. My home site is at the Hillman location, but I cover all of our five main clinics, which would be in Hillman, Onaway, Atlanta, Roger City, and Fairview. I am a MMAP counselor and am always willing to assist with, help guide our people through the process of enrolling and comparing plans and such.
That's a pretty big role. You said you are in five different clinics. Is that correct?
Yeah, where there's a need, that's where I go. I'm the only MMAP counselor for Thunder Bay at this time.
An MMAP, we call it MAP, is actually Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. So that means you are helping folks with anything Medicare related. And if they need assistance applying for Medicaid, you are the person, right?
Correct. I'm considered a community partner with MDHHS, Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services.
Our mission, as far as MAP goes, is to help people that are age 60 or older, or those that have Medicare under that age. So Medicare is the priority, and community partners can help who?
They can help anybody that has a need, even outside of insurance enrollment. So it could be help with past due utility bills or connecting them with food pantries in the area, anything. In any way I can connect a person with community resources is the main goal of my job.
So our training, as far as MAP goes, is connected with Medicare. And of course, we also receive Medicaid training, but your scope is so much broader. So you are in very high demand, aren't you?
It keeps me very busy. It's a very fulfilling position. I enjoy what I do.
I have a true appreciation for the fact that you are helping in five communities, and that's pretty rare in our network. So thank you for your service, because it's needed. Today, we want to talk about scams and fraud in the area, because there's a few things popping up recently, and we want to make everybody aware of what's happening. So what have you come across as far as current scams?
One that I recall was a husband-wife couple. The husband was dealing with some dementia issues and would readily pick up the telephone call and carry on a conversation with whomever on a phone call. This gentleman was talked into ordering a back support belt and stating that his Medicare would be billed for it and it was going to be free to him. And of course, even if Medicare was billed for it without any kind of documentation from a physician, we know that Medicare was probably going to deny that, and then the patient would end up getting billed. So a lot of the durable medical equipment scams, where they think that they're being helped and they're getting an item that's going to be covered by their insurance, and when it's not, when they get the bill, oftentimes I'm afraid people just pay the bill. It's unfortunate that it's not questioned and stopped before that even happens.
Medicare fraud and scam, this is over a $60 billion business. That's 60 with a B, billion. And what they're doing is calling Medicare beneficiaries and talking them into giving either a Social Security number or their Medicare number. And then they bill all kinds of stuff. There's something that people can do to detect it, and it's called the explanation of benefits. You want to talk about that?
The exclamation of benefit is a great aid to make sure that your services are being billed correctly and that they're being paid for correctly. I sat down with a beneficiary just 2 days ago who had several bills that she needed assistance with. And one of them, it didn't even appear that it was a service that she had. It didn't even appear that her Medicare was even billed for it. She was willing to pay full payment when I could readily see that it didn't appear that Medicare had even been billed for it.
The explanation of benefits
is a good tool to make sure that the services that they had are actually being billed or being billed correctly. On the other end of the spectrum, there's things that are on there that may not have been a service that they could have been billed for, that fraud happens.
The explanation of benefits will list every single transaction that has been billed from every single provider. When a provider is your doctor or the clinic or whoever. And so it's important to read these, isn't it? Because if there's something on there that you think, oh my, I don't know this person, I didn't receive this service, then what should they do, Shelley?
They should call the physician's office or the facility that actually billed for that service to question what is showing up on that explanation of benefits, because it may have been billed in error. But the first step is to go to the facility that actually billed for that service.
So if we have a scammer that bills durable medical equipment, like a neck or back brace or something like that, they can call a MAP counselor, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have a direct line to Medicare if need be. And we report these things, but a lot of times it's just determining what it is that's actually getting billed and did they actually get the item. That's one of the scams. One that's popped up recently that has been around in our area for a while, they call it the grandparent scam. And have you received any of those, Shelley?
I have not.
The way this unfolds is that you get a phone call and they'll acknowledge and say, Grandma, I've been in an accident and I need your help. I need plane fare, or I need to pay a court cost, or whatever it is. Grandma or grandpa assumes, because they can't usually hear real well, they can't determine who's on the other end of the phone, and they end up sending them money. Lately, the scammer will stay on a cell phone with them to their bank and tell them what to do and what to say and how to do it and put it on a gift card. And once that money, the gift card is given to the scammer, that money's gone. So what advice would you give anybody that receives calls asking for money, asking for banking information, Medicare numbers, Social Security numbers, driver's license? What kind of advice can you give our beneficiaries?
Just say no. That gets really tricky because the trickster on the other end of the phone can be very convincing, but obviously not giving out any personal information, knowing that Social Security is never going to call you and ask you for your Medicare number. They're not going to ever call you and ask for your Social Security number. Anybody that would call and ask for specific personal information should be red flagged as a potential scam.
Absolutely. In fact, yesterday I had a client call me that had received a phone call telling them that their credit card didn't record the payment, the premium payment, the monthly premium. And they called me. What we did was to see, number one, if the bank was recognizing that they had a payment due, and it wasn't. Come to find out, this gentleman had a new card come. It was the same number, but it had a different expiration date. Mm. So we called his insurance company direct and talked to the billing department and gave that update. But anybody that asks for credit card, banking, just hang up the phone. Call us. Call one of us. If they're asking for Social Security or Medicare numbers, they shouldn't be, because Medicare and Social Security already know who you are. They have those numbers. They don't need to call you and ask. They have those numbers.
I have a really interesting situation that happens to be a Medicare beneficiary that I am assisting. She came to me this week with a several page letter from the IRS. She's very low income. She's fixed income. She doesn't even file a federal income tax return.
That should have been suspicious right away, right?
Absolutely. And it has to do with a federal fuel credit of $21,000. And the IRS is claiming that she wasn't eligible for that credit. And they want her to pay the balance of whomever turned in the receipts that would have reconciled with that credit. There was a balance left on that. And they want her to pay for that. Obviously, I helped her in filling out the paperwork to say that we dispute what they're saying. I called the IRS general helpline. We couldn't share personal information. But when I explained to her what was going on, she said something definitely is not right. Those federal fuel credits require lots of paperwork to fill out. It's not just a checkbox that somebody did. I'm concerned somebody has their social security number. And we're actually meeting today. When I dug into it a little bit, there is actually a federal fuel credit scam that has been going on for a couple years, that these people are getting these fuel credits on somebody else's social security card.
Wow. Protect your cards. Don't accept phone calls. If you don't know who they are, just hang up the phone. If it's important, people will leave a message for you. And if you have any questions, our network, Medicare, Medicaid Assist Program Network, we are also part of what they call Senior Medicare Patrol. That is special training that we have to report scams and fraud. And we go right straight to Medicare to do it. So tell us about this. Use our 800, and that's 800-803-7174. You can talk to a MAP counselor and tell them what's happened. But the big thing is, people on the phone, they're not your friends. You don't know them? Hang up the phone. Don't answer the phone if you don't recognize the number. If it's important, they'll leave a message. Or they will send you a letter in follow-up. Not all mail is good to go either, is it, Shelley?
Right. Well, I did let this beneficiary know that the IRS would be calling her, but I made it very clear that they will give you an ID number and make sure you write down that ID number that they give you when they call, and that they will not ask for your personal information.
Right. They'll have a case number. So to be honest, my family received an IRS phone call and told my spouse that we had taxes due, and my husband called me at work and said, "Didn't we pay our taxes?" And I said, "I hope you didn't give out anything, because that's a scam. Yes. I'm a MAP counselor, remember?"
Yes.
So just hang up the phone. And it was so convincing. It was really scary. If you look at how scams work, they want to scare you. They want you to seem like you're really in big trouble and you need to act right now. There's an immediacy to it. And they know how to talk and they know how to play. Just hang up the phone. Call one of us. 800-803-7174. There's one of us there to help you. So even if it's just to talk and ask a question, we are here to help. So sometimes you need to also look at any paperwork you get. It's not all scams and fraud, but we want to correct mistakes and get things squared away. And if you don't know, ask us. We're here to help, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love problem solving. I like to dig in and problem solve. So if a beneficiary is not sure how to go about getting resolution with something that could have been billed erroneously or fraudulently, that's what we're here to do.
Right. So Shelley, you're serving Montmorency County. Are people able to call you direct?
They can call any of our Thunder Bay clinics and ask for Shelley regarding insurance or resources, and all of our clinics know how to forward that call to me directly.
And what's your number?
989-742 4583. And that comes to the Hillman Clinic. I'm at the 989-742-4583 number most of the time.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just use us. Call us. That's what we're here for.
Especially if you have questions or concerns or somebody has frightened you over the phone, you give Shelley or I a call. And again, the 800 is 800-803-7174. And that's for anybody in any county of Michigan. So that'll get you into the nearest MAP counselor. And if you're in Montmorency County, you can call Shelley as well. And you want to give that number again?
Absolutely, 989-742-4583.
Shelley, thank you for joining us. And I'm sure that we'll be talking again in the future.
You are welcome. Have a great day, Kitty.
So this is Kitty Glomsky asking you to join us again next time on Let's Talk About Aging.
Let's Talk About Aging is a production of the Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, 2569 U.S. 23 South, Alpena, Michigan 49707. This podcast was supported, in part, by Grant Number 90 MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modern-logo-zvhfbj6.